Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Welcome to the resistance to the New World Order, the front lines in the info war. As we attempt, with growing success, to rally free humanity against the forces of dehumanization, scientific dictatorship. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours today. Lord Christopher Monckton will be joining us for a full hour coming up in the next hour to break down Copenhagen in retrospect, Gordon Brown's plan, even if the nations didn't sign on, to have the private IMF and World Bank start monitoring of nations and start taxing of nations, even if they didn't sign on. How could they do this? Because the IMF and World Bank already control almost every country on the planet, including the United States, through fraud. We have been boarded, we have been commandeered, we have been hijacked. And when the public realizes this, we will defeat the New World Order. And so it's our job to get that message out to everyone. This is our first weekday transmission of 2010. Thank you so much for joining us. Tyranny hit home today for me here in Austin, Texas. And when we come back after this first break, I will be going over all of that. Also, gold is rising rapidly again as the dollar begins to fall yet again. Over a month ago, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said that the carry trade, a money manipulation, a currency manipulation, had shifted from China and Japan to the United States. And so that as people cashed in on their reverse carry trade, that the dollar would buoy in late December. It did do that, but he predicted that early into 2010, it would begin dropping again. Now, we don't know if it's dropping only for a short time right now to only go back up, but regardless, there's been a long slide with dead cat bounces at the bottom of each new low. But overall, the trend is straight down into the abyss where so many other empires have collapsed, Rome, of course, being one of the most famous with its currency devaluation, finally causing it to break up with the Visigoth sacking of Rome by Alaric the Great in 410. So we're going to be going over all of that today, as well as looking at the government attempted takeover of health care as our journey towards domestication and enslavement accelerates. But tyranny comes home to me in Austin, Texas. We'll cover that and let you know what we're talking about coming up in the next segment. But again, Lord Christopher Monckton to talk about our victories against the global cartel and their taxing system, their environmental taxation surf grid. He will be joining us, and we'll also look forward into this new year on ways to defeat their agenda. Because as Lord Monckton has warned, all over the planet, the globalists use the bureaucracies to implement their taxation system, even if the nation states themselves don't ratify it and sign on to it. And he said that a few days before the Copenhagen summit closed and predicted exactly what happened, though he said it was still an unbelievably huge victory because we're forcing them to engage in pure and open tyranny. Can't get the nations to sign on to it? Go ahead and implement it regardless. So that is coming up, and we will have completely open phones, smattered with key news, intel, and information in the third and fourth hour of this worldwide broadcast today. When we come back, tyranny comes home to Austin, Texas, and the rest of the United States and the world. We will also get into some of the other news dealing with the record cold temperatures across the planet right now, record cold temperatures in the last century. Though I don't believe this is a sign of global cooling right now, certainly shows that this is not man-made global warming. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday, the 4th day of January, 2010, we are live. Lord Christopher Monckton. Break down the latest criminal activities of the world government through their environmental tyranny. Will be joining us for the full second hour coming up in T-minus 52 minutes. Tyranny came home today to where I live, the town I love. And the time has come, the time is now, for us to aggressively resist this through boycotts, through petitions, through lawsuits. Our long journey into domestication and dependency on the scientific dictatorship is accelerating. Our entire society is being turned into a massive surveillance grid. It has been designed to persecute the people. Homeland Security and the military dictatorship NORTHCOM openly have stated, and we have their secret documents as well, that NORTHCOM is for the American people, keeping control of the American people so that we don't legitimately and legally take control of our government, of our nation. It is there to block the people from stopping our nation from fraudulently being brought into financial receivership to foreign criminal offshore banks, money laundering, drug dealing, white slavery-controlling crime syndicates. The history of the world is being conquered and conquering. The history of the world is conquest and domination. And that's what's happening today. I remember 7 years ago, before Homeland Security became a cabinet position, when it was in the process of taking over the 35 main federal agencies, I remember researching it and finding out that Bill Clinton had first given a speech in 1993 about it, the Council on Foreign Relations in 94, 95, 97, 98, 99. The Hart-Rubin Commission of the Council on Foreign Relations had laid out the plan for NORTHCOM and Homeland Security before the attacks of 9/11. It was quietly being set up in Colorado Springs, Colorado, to bring the United States under a military dictatorship, though a carefully camouflaged dictatorship that would slowly be rolled out, that the public would slowly be conditioned to acquiesce to and accept in the name of fighting terrorism and saving the environment. Then, in 2007, Judicial Watch sued and got the internal secret documents of the North American Union meeting, the SPP, with CEOs of the 100-plus top powerful corporations in North America, meeting with the cabinet heads of Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And first up on their agenda was how to keep it secret, how to implement North American integration by stealth, so they could get rid of our Bill of Rights and Constitution by trumping it, by creating a new system that superseded it through treaty. But treaties done by the bureaucracy, not with the full force of the Senate. And in there they talked about the double prong, the pincer, of fake environmentalism, carbon tax to take control of our lives and track everything we do, and terrorism. That is now happening. And I saw Governor Ridge in a roundtable two-hour discussion with top CEOs on C-SPAN discuss the future. And everything he said has since been in mainstream media articles, like the Times of London article I read last night about Microsoft patents a system where everyone at work will wear a body sensor that will track your respiration, your heart rate, your brain waves. It is a medical dictatorship, a pharmacological dictatorship. Face scanning cameras, body scanners to go in the malls, the public schools, just like metal detectors have gone in nationwide. And how to have a job, you will have to be in good graces with Homeland Security. And how it would start with the no-fly list, millions of people now on it, innocent people, no judge, no jury, no way to know why you got on the list. That then when you, if you have bad credit or haven't paid all your taxes, they will simply turn your national ID, biometric, face scan, thumbprint, access code off. You will not be able to have a job. You will not be able to buy or sell. They are creating giant bureaucracies to hunt anyone down that operates outside of the system. You've heard about million-dollar fines, years in prison. If you have an unauthorized garage sale or flea market or bazaar, that is now not law, it's just the bureaucracy is just doing it. That's Associated Press, Fox News. That guy's print that for me again. One of the headlines was jail time for garage sale. All of this is going on. Unprecedented system of total control. And the social engineers know what makes us tick. They know how human beings operate. They understand our social systems. They understand our mammalian systems. We're being trained like dogs. Right after 9/11, five airports had body scanners put in them. You step in, this meter wave radiation that major medical scientists and reports have said are definitely cancer-causing, energize your body. It shoots right through your clothes and shoots a totally crisp image of your naked body. Drudge Report yesterday had the big headline. London Independent also has an image of a man and his genitalia hanging down between his legs. If they can sell you after years and years of admitting it will scan your naked body, your sons, your daughters, your wife, yourself, and put it into a database, and think of how many other DMV records and federal records always get stolen by their own employees and put out on the web. It'll guarantee be leaked on the web. It'll be used against you. Think of what the tabloids will pay for the naked body of Angelina Jolie or Brad Pitt. The government will record your naked body. They're already doing it in mass. And now they've announced, you know, the first few years, oh, well, if you refuse it, we just do a pat down and maybe a strip search and ask you if you're a terrorist and scream and yell at you. I've seen it happen to people. I've never been called out at the few airports that had it in. They just randomly pick people. You're wearing a giant turban and can't speak English and have no passport, you're let right through. But particularly if you're an old man in a wheelchair, they tend to really get upset with them. I mean, I don't know why. Almost every time I fly, I see them jabbing and poking and screaming at some old person. Old ladies with knitting needles. Because you're the people they want to train to accept this. You're the milk cows. You're the cattle. You're the once proud free people being trained to accept this. Now, remember for the last year, I reported on the Homeland Security funding of more than $7 billion that was funded in early 2009 for full-body scanners to go in 214 airports. That's every major airport in the United States by 2010. And then magically, on Christmas Day, you have the underwear bomber, gets on without a passport, is led on by the well-dressed man at the European airport in Amsterdam. There's another person reported with a bomb. The FBI lies about that and has now been forced to change her story six times. It was five times last night. They've now changed it again. And now admit he was indeed on that flight and they won't say where he went. Magically that happens and they begin beating the drum within hours of it. See, we must have the body scanners. We must have the body scanners. It was all set. It was all rigged. Every TV network, every station had their talking points. Just like I told you with Building 7, I predicted that it would be Reuters that had given BBC and CNN a early report, jumping the gun, saying that Building 7 had fallen in its own footprint because the scripting goes out. And 2 years later, BBC admitted it was a Reuters report. I'm telling you that within minutes, and I'll guarantee you at some major newsrooms, they probably got it early. More smoking gun proof. But we haven't proven that yet. We've proven it in the past. I know how they operate. I know their MO. I know their manuals. I know their operations. I will guarantee you my bottom dollar, because I saw it within minutes. I was driving to the store Christmas Day to buy some eggs. We'd forgotten to buy some, looking around for a convenience store that was open. Got in the car, turned it on, listened to the report, pure coverage on 590 AM carrying Fox News Radio. Drove home, sat in the parking lot for 30 minutes listening. And I said, by tonight, they'll be calling for body scanners. Went to Drudge. Went to ABC News Online. My wife's like, why aren't you spending time with the kids? I said, sorry, I've got to check this. And the first thing up was body scanners. And I said, okay, this is a big piece of the puzzle. This was staged. If they start calling for the Patriot Act expansion by tomorrow, we'll know it was scripted. Boom, did that. If we hear this guy got on without proper ID and that he'd been involved in terrorist training camps or that he had been in England, because it always comes out of the same mosque, we know it's an op. All that came out. Then the sharp-dressed man bringing him on without ID. Then the other people on board videotaping. The FBI lying about it. All confirmed. And now, remember, this was funded last year. It was already going in. Now, all over the news in every major city and even smaller towns that have hub airports, 214, they are now announcing body scanners. And you must go through them. Everyone will go through them. And they're even admitting, yes, we're recording it. Yes, we're saving it. Some of them are lying and spinning and saying they aren't. And now Austin is putting them in. And I will not go through them. And all of us have to resist and say no and sue and boycott. Because if we put up with this, next are the taser bracelets. Mark my words.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 4th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 11.17.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.47.60, $573.80 for a half ounce, or $286.90 for the quarter ounce. That's $11.47.60, $573.80, and $286.90.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Remember 7 years ago, I did radio show after radio show saying the TSA would soon put officers searching people in every major city and at bus stops and on trains and on subways, searching everyone without warrants randomly? England is already in the last 4 years putting body scanners in at some of their train stations. They have random vans that drive around randomly grabbing people, and sometimes they pull up to a bar and put everyone through them. England is on the exact same management system we are. They're about 4 years ahead of us. And notice how the new year rolls around. They kick it all off. They already had the machines ordered, built, shipped, being put in, the TSA being trained. Oh, my gosh. There's the underwear bomber. Everyone's got to go through the machines right on time. You can't say no. Everybody's got to do it. And then people will resist. Some will say no. They'll intimidate you. They'll arrest a few people. Trump charges up on them. And then people in business and in life, I mean, how am I supposed to fly out to California to be on Jesse Ventura's TV show? How am I supposed to fly places? See, they're controlling our mobility. And then it won't matter even if I put up with the body scanners. They say I'm not in favor with my taxes. They say I've got bad credit. Google that. Bad credit, no fly list. Bad credit, no work list. They have a new criminal list the last few years with millions of Americans on it. They have Patriot Act compliance for car dealerships and rental cars and hotels and all major businesses. A total system of surveillance where you are forced to go file all your information with the government. This is all being put in place. And now the FBI is in headlines saying we need the X-ray machines and body scanners at all malls. Everywhere you go, if we don't stop them and if we don't resist what they're doing and point out what they're doing, everywhere will be warrantless checkpoints. The federal government in the mid-90s said that in the decades to come, they wanted hardened checkpoints at toll roads on interstate highways to randomly search Americans. They won't control the border, but 100 miles in, from Vermont to Minnesota to Texas to California to Florida, they're searching people 100 miles in. When they do arrest illegals, Homeland Security takes them, according to the Associated Press, and gives them green cards and federal government jobs. But citizens are beat up. Citizens are treated like scum because it's all aimed at you. It's all aimed at me. It was all built for us. They train you in the airports to take your shoes off, to pull your shirt out, to be asked questions, to be patted down, to go in the bomb-sniffing machines, to go in the body scanners. At first, it's only 1 out of 10 they flag randomly to train you. Then it's everybody. And Homeland Security is, for 2 years, looking at making you wear taser bracelets. Everyone. Oh, we'll all be safe now. We all wear taser bracelets, shock bracelets. Full body scanners at Austin Bergstrom International Airport, where I live. You know what? I'm not going to stop flying. They may beat the rap, but they're not going to beat the ride. I'm going to fly, and I'm going to do it with witnesses, and I'm going to sue them when they force me into the body scanners. I'm going to, and they'll say, oh, Homeland Security. Oh, National Security. We will still expose them. We will say no. We will boycott the airlines. Some of us must fly, but others, we can have targeted boycotts of any pleasure travel and boycott travel. Now, the globalists on top, they want to end major travel. They've said it. The UN has stated it. Maurice Strong has said it, that you'll have to get authorization to prove that your travel is essential in the future. So they're getting you ready for that now. No buying, no selling unless you're numbers add up, unless Homeland Security gives you the wave. No buying gas. No buying food. But early on, we can boycott the airlines and force them to get the government to back off. Now, the government will come in like they did after 9/11 and say, oh, here's $10 billion, here's $25 billion in one payoff to the airlines. Then the airlines lay off people and claim their profits are down when they made huge profits. And they'll still try to force it through, but there's things we can do. When we come back, I'm going to play you a clip from 590 AM with their news department, what they had to say about it. News 8 Austin's also reporting on it. Concerns take flight over full body scanners. And, of course, concerns. These concerns aren't the tip of the iceberg of how really bad this is. If you thought taking off your shoes and belt were annoying, no, it's a violation of your rights, a journey into slavery, you could soon be seen wearing a lot less. See, they even throw it in your face. We're gonna humiliate you. We're going to make you submit an act of contrition, an act of supplication, prostrate yourself before Big Brother. Imagine in 1984 they were walking through naked body scanners.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns.
And will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques. Where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them.
How to create the perfect hiding place.
As well as the places you should never hide your guns.
Under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I say I shot the sheriff, but that sheriff was in self-defense. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out of town, yeah. All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff Dan Brown came in to shoot me down. So I shot the sound.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're watching the next phase of the tracking grid, the enslavement system, the Pentagon-designed control grid, going into place right now designed for the American people. The exact same control grid going in worldwide under UN agreement. Body scanners. We need to formulate a plan to boycott this on multi-fronts. We need to formulate a plan to dump stock, to identify the companies producing these that got government contracts, to boycott them. We need to stand up against this, because can you imagine what comes next? They're never going to stop. It's always more, more, more security. And then all the old security always fails. And then those that fail, and that's in quotes, they're not failing, they're doing their job, they always get rewarded and get pay increases and get promoted for failing, because they're not really failing. The drug war isn't failing. More people in prison, more drugs on the streets. The public schools aren't failing. They're designed and chartered to dumb people down and make them pliable. Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, the book we sell at InfoWars.com, the size of a Dallas phone book, filled with government documents about how they plan to dumb children down, leaked by Charlotte Iserby, former head of policy, Department of Education. This is a program of social engineering and control. The good news is people are really upset about walking in and having their bodies recorded. Now, these companies always say, oh, well, we don't store the image. But then it turns out that grocery stores and tanning salons and other places and libraries that make you thumbprint biometrically to check out books or get your school lunches, of course they save it. How do you think they thumb scan you? And then next time you thumbprint, they thumb scan you and then assign it to your name. And the next time you thumbprint, no ID is needed at the school lunch programs in thousands of school districts across the country. Europe's got it as well, because they have your thumbprint. But the legalese trick they use, the lawyer trick, like Bill Clinton saying it depends on what the term is means, is, they play these lawyer tricks, and they say, well, we don't actually save the thumbprint. We save a biometric scan of ones and zeros that reconfigure the thumbprint and then create a digital barcode from it, a biometric identifier from it. And so what they're doing is they're getting your biometric signature with these scanners, and it is being recorded. That's how they give it to the media, to show you all these images of naked people, because they're recording. And I remember so many newscasts in Austin about HEB at stores around Texas. It's the biggest chain in Texas. They also own Central Market. But Safeway and others for at least a decade have been putting them in. The self-checkout lines. But see, humans like to talk to another human when they engage in commerce, so those haven't gone over too well. The plan was to have, say, 10 checkout lines, go to 3 or 4 of them as self-checkout. Then over time, phase them all out. Home Depot tried that at some stores in Austin. People just quit going there, so they removed some of them. So the good news is people don't like this. And if you just vote with your dollars and say no to thumb scanners to buy and sell, no to face scanners to buy and sell, no to the body scanners, we can back these people off. But we've got to say no now. Next is mobile vans driving around forcing you into the scanners. And once they have this, they have passive millimeter wave readers that from as far as 100 feet away, and these have been tested in airports as well, shoot the waves through your clothing and scan your body. And if they already have a good 360 scan with the big scanners they're putting in that you walk into, they can then get a biometric signature as accurate as a face scan, or a thumb scan, a hand scan, or a index finger scan. Once they have that, and that's what they've done in Iraq, all over Iraq, and the Pentagon admits this, MIT Magazine a few years ago reported on it. They set up checkpoints. They issue everyone in Baghdad and Fallujah and Basra and every other major city IDs. They take you into the Army/Marine Corps area. I saw this in 1999. It's in my film Police Day 2000. They did a takeover drill with foreign troops and the Marine Corps in Oakland, and they led us into an interrogation until Mr. Jones, the Marine Corps liaison, ran up and said, he's not allowed to be here, get him out of here. But then we simply had somebody else pose as another reporter and go in and get it all. And you see them thumbprinting people playing the part of U.S. militias, and they're asking, where'd you get the helmet? Where'd you get the weapons? What city do you come from? I come from San Francisco. Why are you fighting us? And then Jones ran in and said, get out of here, Jones. Turn the camera off, Jones. Get out of here, Jones. You're not supposed to be seeing this. Well, in Iraq and in Serbia and other areas that the globalists took over, in Pristina to be exact, in Kosovo, they make all the villagers, they go, hey, we got free welfare, we got free food for you. We just want to give you a security ID. You come in, they get a face scan, they get a thumbprint, they get a hand scan. And then remember Tom Brokaw in his last broadcast, I have this on tape, we put it on YouTube. He said anyone caught in or outside of Fallujah without their ID card is executed on the spot. Quite a war crime, quite a statement. And so, see, once they have your face scan and your thumbprint, then with passive systems at a distance, they just scan your face, but even if it's covered, they shoot through your clothes and it has the biometrics of your body. They also have the biometrics of your walk, and those have gone in all over the planet, all over the Western world. They also have your heat resonance signature. Once they assign that code number, satellites from above can look at the heat signature of the top of your head and your shoulders and get a close to, they say close to, 100% accurate scan from space. They have blimps tethered on the borders, but untethered at above 100,000 feet across the United States and Europe. I told you about that 9 years ago. It's now been declassified as public news. I told you 14 years ago that all babies in the Western world, from Australia to Canada to the United States, had blood taken for a UN database. Now declassified, massive lawsuits filed. Associated Press reported 2 weeks ago that the state, but notice they're only saying the state because even the lawyers don't know what they're doing, the state of Texas is destroying 4 million. That's only the tip of the iceberg. You understand this is a total eugenics grid. So that's what's going on. That's what's happening right now. Face scanners, license plate scanners, your cell phones being listened to. Mainstream media reports. And even Jesse Ventura, I gave him the information, put it in his Big Brother special, where the Secret Service admits that a man during a terror drill in Washington State simply called the local bank and said, hey, I'm part of this group. They're going to be doing a drill. You should watch out for these terror drills, this nuclear attack drill. Sometimes they go live. Within a day, the Secret Service showed up at his house with an NSA transcript of everything he said. It's all being recorded. And they mean for you to know this now so you get a chilling effect and shut up. No. If we all get scared and shut up, then they win. But if we all speak out, so what if they put 100 million of us on a list? We can boycott them, we can protest them, we can resist them, and they will be exposed as the tyrants they are. And what's happening is the public knows we're being surveilled now. They know Big Brother's in place, and they're saying, why does every terrorist make it through? Why did this guy not have to have a passport? See, on and on and on. The people are now waking up, and they're saying, why don't you just profile? If this is supposedly all Muslims doing this, why don't you profile? Oh, we can't do that. We have to make sure all of you get tracked and traced and controlled. So here is a 590 AM KLBJ news report from here in Austin.
The federal initiative aims to step up the screening process, starting with all international airports, which includes ABIA. But Angie Malik with the Flyers Rights Organization says the body scanners manufactured by RapidScan offers no anonymity or privacy.
We consider these to be very invasive and link them with the equivalent of a strip search. It should just be a chalk imprint of the body so it cannot be identified.
Malik also says the body scanners are not very effective. She says in many cases, explosives can go undetected when they're hidden inside a person. Ryan Poppy, News Radio 590, KOBJ.
And I have another report here from the London Independent detailing, are planned airport scanners just a scam? Billions and billions of dollars a year spent to roll these out. London Independent shows an image of a man with the genitalia hanging down between his legs. And notice every one of these scans they show you is from a mock drill where the person had a weapon. So the subconscious image and message is everyone who gets scanned is guilty. They never show you a body scan where they don't have a 357 or a dagger or a bomb hidden. So the message here is, oh, see, it's good. It's just like cops. Everybody they pull over is either white trash scum or some form of filth. Some horrible, degenerate, scraggly criminal. The cops are all well-dressed and focused and professional. And the message for 15 years with a TV show funded by the Justice Department, the message is the public are scum, the police are God and clean and good, and all of these violations of people's rights you see on the show are warranted. Now, this next clip is from the company that got Homeland Security to meet with them and to recommend it and say, we need to look at doing this. So Homeland Security, 2 years ago, and we have the Fox News and CNN reports on this, saying how great an idea this is. See how crazy it's all gotten? EMT safety bracelet is what this is called.
Is there a solution to deterring hijackers once they are on the aircraft? Yes, there is a very viable, workable answer. It starts here, when passengers are issued their tickets. At that time, they can also be fitted with a special electronic ID bracelet that they will wear until they disembark the flight at their destination. These electronic coded bracelets will...
Notice how they introduce it. Like, oh, you're issued it, it's no big deal, it's an electronic bracelet, and then they just slip in. By the way, it also shocks you into unconsciousness. Continue.
Make traveling much more convenient for the public.
Oh, it's convenient.
It will replace the need to carry a ticket by containing all pertinent passenger information.
Wonderful.
In addition, the bracelet could permit tracking of the passenger through the terminal, including carry-on luggage. Checked luggage can be coded to match the bracelet to ensure no tampering or diversions. By further equipping each bracelet with EMD technology, the bracelets will allow crew members using radio frequency transmitters to quickly and effectively subdue hijackers. The electromuscular disruption signal overrides the attacker's central nervous system and will render even the most elite and aggressive terrorist completely immobile for several minutes. This will allow the crew to subdue and handcuff that individual. EMD technology is designed to incapacitate a target from a safe distance without causing permanent injury, which means these criminals will survive and go to trial. The bracelet would only be armed by someone on board upon confirmation that a takeover situation exists. To a businessman on his way home to be reunited with his family, or to a young family going south for a winter holiday, wearing an EMD safety bracelet for a few hours during a flight is a small inconvenience to ensure their safe arrival. We feel if given the choice between taking a flight employing the added security of the EMD safety bracelet system and taking a flight without the additional security, many, if not most, passengers would happily opt for the extra security of the EMD safety bracelet.
Oh, yes. Endless hype, endless fear. You are hundreds of times more likely, and they've done national news reports on this, to drown or to die in a car wreck or to be mugged or robbed than to be killed by a bomber on a plane. Terrorism is incredibly rare. Most of it's manufactured. Some of it's real. And so let's all just be fitted with these bracelets. Well, next it'll be, how about the public schools? You know, that way if kids are fighting. Oh, next, you want to go to the mall? Well, you want to come in here? You got to wear this bracelet. Notice how if you go to Disney World or Disneyland or if you go to SeaWorld, 5, 6, 7 years ago, depending on what facility, if you just wanted a discount, a 25% discount, you would hand scan biometrically to get in and you got a discount. And most people lined up and did it. I would say no. They would act like you had to do it, too. They just said, oh, well, it's a discount. Now at these parks, they're saying you have to do it. They don't care. See, this is all phased in incrementally. Total Big Brother. Worse than 1984. In your face. Meanwhile, every time someone leaves a bag at an airport or somebody wanders around the wrong way, I myself at airports before, they'll have an open area right by the security check. I myself once found myself wandering the wrong way and got almost through the side checkpoint where people exit, and no one even said anything to me. There was one guy behind a counter looking at a computer screen, and I turned around and scurried off, and he kind of noticed it but didn't say anything. Well, somebody in Newark International Airport in New Jersey wandered the wrong way through, and they totally just shut the whole airport down and acted like a brigade of Nazi soldiers had landed. I mean, they were behaving as if 10,000 blood-drinking cobras had been released in the concourse. Thousands rescreened at Newark Airport. A security breach at Newark Liberty International Airport Sunday evening forced the closure of a terminal for hours while authorities rescreened thousands of passengers. The incident happened at about 5:20 p.m. at Terminal C. And see, they act like it's just so important and so serious, and it is. It's your training to be a slave. When a man walked through an exit on the public side of the secure, sterile side for passengers who had cleared screening, according to Transportation Security Administration. Rescreening began at Port Authority Police, and TSA swept each of the concourses in the terminal with negative findings, said Ann Davis, a TSA spokesperson. The man in question was never located, but everybody got on their planes, nothing happened. So see, this is how it's being done. So now we need to discuss, and I'm launching a boycott right now of all the airlines. It's their job to say no to this. They're the private groups that have let the feds take them over under international agreements. And we need to say no to this, and we need to call the White House and the Congress and say, stop it. We'll be right back.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you a slave? Are you going to march your sons, your daughters, your wife, yourself into a full body scanner so the Pentagon has your biometric ID? Are you going to let them put them in the public schools and shopping malls and train stations and bus stations? Because that's next. They're already announcing metal detectors in the malls in the name of keeping you safe. Notice when the Marine Corps runs checkpoints in Texas and Tennessee and in California, it has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. It's something for PR purposes that the public will accept. Oh, we're here to fight drunk drivers. Why, you're not against the Marines, are you? You're a patriot. When it's 180 degrees, the opposite of a free society. We're going to write a big article at PrisonPlanet.com tomorrow about the boycott. For other activist groups to get together. You notice the 590 KLBJ clip we played of an organization that is protesting this air travel rights group. You notice they say, we just need a simple, still digital biometric photo, and we don't want the system tied to people's names. No, we don't even want that. Okay, even if 1,000 jetliners got blown up in the next 10 years, which, of course, it won't happen. There'll be two or three, and they'll hype it up like it's the end of the world. Even if 1,000 jetliners got blown up, it's better than us becoming total slaves. Learn what Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and others pointed out, that those that will give up liberty for supposed security deserve and will get neither. You will get slavery. It's the government you've got to be afraid of, not men in a cave somewhere. It's made up. It's used as a pretext to control your life. Will you march your wife and children, your husband and children, through the body scanners? Will you submit to it? And then once you submit to that, what comes next? Then there's all the corruption of these big companies that are involved with revolving doors, with the Defense Department and Homeland Security, with all these former Homeland Security and Defense Department executives and generals chairing and running these hundreds of companies, selling the face scanning cameras, the license plate reading cameras, the biometrics, the body scanners. They don't tell you they're taking your baby's blood at birth. They don't tell you this is a biometric scan to scan you on the street. But it's all in the company literature if you actually research. This morning I called into 590 AM and they were talking about this, and the host let me on but still made fun of me and played Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train under me. Because I'm explaining that you're being recorded naked. Because I'm explaining this is bad. See, even when it's all admitted, I'm the crazy one. We better get our fighting spirit back instead of just rationalizing and saying, oh, I'll just go along with it. I'll just decide it's not a violation. I'll just submit to it. Before I end this hour, in the last minute, I want to briefly remind you I'm a documentary filmmaker, and all of you that have purchased the books and videos that I've written and produced and all the other great books and videos we carry at high discounts, heavy discounts, at InfoWars.com and the online video bookstore, you have made this radio show possible, and we still have the special holiday specials extending in to the New Year special for a few more days or maybe a week longer. Get free books, free videos, free t-shirts for a limited time at InfoWars.com. Big banners at the top of InfoWars.com. You can't miss it. Or when you call, ask about the free specials, 888-253-3139. And get 5+ months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.